Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Yearly Fantasy Challenge podcast powered by Ayodu Prime. I'm Javi Gancedo, your host. Unfortunately, Frankie Sachs, our co-host, cannot be with us today. I hope he'll be with us very soon. But we have a special guest, none other than last season's BKT EuroCup Finals MVP, Jon Schurner. Jon, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, we have to say that you're a big Fantasy Challenge fan, right? You've been playing for a lot of years. And it's no accident that you are the first player that we invite to this podcast.
Yeah. A lot, some of my teammates from like Guy Colombe and his brother and some of my former teammates as well have really been into playing the Fantasy Challenge, so they got me into it. So it's a fun way to I'd like to think of myself as a basketball junkie, so it's a fun way to follow the game.
The funny thing is that you play the Yearly Fantasy Challenge, but you don't play the EuroCup Fantasy Challenge with the chance to pick you as a player, right?
No, I'd prefer just as a fan, watching the EuroLeague, and you know, I like following basketball, but I think my the games I play in, I'm just focused on trying to win those games. So I prefer just sitting on my couch and watching the EuroLeague games and following all the different basketball games. So and my former teammates, like I said, they all have enjoyed participating in the EuroLeague one. So that's the one we.
And you go like any other user, like when somebody in a 20-point game scores a 3-pointer at the buzzer and you have it on your team, you celebrate, right?
No, I think as a player, whatever the outcome is. I know guys are giving their best effort, so it's never frustrated or questioning somebody's performance. I'm just a fan, and it's a fun way to stay in touch with teammates, to be honest. We stay in group chats and things like that. So no, I never get mad or frustrated. I know how hard it is being a player and competing, and some nights it's your night, some nights, you know, it might not be your best game. So I know guys are giving their best effort. So I never get frustrated at performances.
That was going to be kind of my next question. Do you think that a lot of players play Fantasy Challenge? And also, do you guys talk about it a lot?
I don't know if too many guys play. I know, like a lot of, like I said, it's been a fun way to keep in touch with my former teammates. Just, you know, we all follow the EuroLeague, and it's a good way to stay in touch with, like I said, with the group chat and things like that. So. I don't know if a lot of guys play, but I know everyone follows the EuroLeague, and this is just a fun way to stay in touch with your teammates, talk a little trash to them. It's all good fun.
All right. Well, it's round two of the regular season, and it's let's say we have an exception now because one of the games has been suspended, EA7 Milan or EA7 Armani Milan against Maccabi Playtika Tel Aviv. The game won't be played, and we have special circumstances, which are that players from these two teams will get their average score. What happens? That we only played one game until now, so everybody who played well last week will get the same score in round two. And that kind of conditions the game a lot, right? Because there were a lot of players who did really well, and I guess that a lot of people will keep them or buy them, right?
Right, yeah, you have to strategize a little bit. It changes how you go about things just due to unfortunate circumstances and the game being suspended. And you have to just go off their first week performance. So it's, you know, like Mirotić had a 38 valuation, right? So if you automatically can get 38 points, and if you put him as your captain, you're at 76 points right away. So that's, I think, if you're going into this week, that's a strategy you definitely have to look at, finding a way to put him on your team.
I checked, and only 8 players last season got a PAR of 39 or more. Bezenkov did it yeah. twice. So it's very unlikely it can happen. And actually, if somebody takes the risk and finds a player who scores more than 38, he'll have a significant advantage over others. But it's not likely to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of really talented players in the EuroLeague, so it's definitely possible. But a 38 valuation is, I think if you're playing the fantasy challenge game, the security of having those 76 points, having a 38 valuation is tough to pass up.
Yeah. Before I forget, also in the EuroCup fantasy challenge, if you play the game between Hapoel, Shlomo, Tel Aviv, and Wolves Vilnius has also been suspended. Same rule applies. There are a lot of Hapoel players who played really well and will have the same score as they did last week. I have a list here. Lorenzo Brown of Maccabi, 27.5. Josh Nebo, 25.3. Code Katash, 20. And Johannes Voigtman, on less than 10 credits, 9.9. He got 21 of PAR. So players that you can choose and guarantee a good score. Then, like you said, this is a terms of strategy. If you want to be conservative, you have a lot of options. If you want to risk, of course, you have the whole league to choose from. But I guess that the wise thing to do is to go conservative, especially on the captain and on the coach, right?
Yeah, I think especially after only 1 week of play, you can't. Guys are still adapting to their team. I think there could be a lot of change week by week here with these early performances. So I think to get a 38 valuation, I think it's a little too tough to pass up on for me at least.
Yeah, it's very difficult. And anybody who plays basketball, 38 of evaluation is almost impossible to get.
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
not bad not a bad performance for first. Obviously, he would have liked to get the win.
He didn't get the win, so he was an MVP. He had the highest PAR of in round one, but in the end, he didn't win the game, so that cost him the MVP. Yeah. Anyway, let's take a look at the team, which is going to be shown on the screen. 117 points. Okay, you had Carson Edwards with minus 6. You sent him to the bench, and then you put in Nigel Hayes-Davis, who had a minus 5. Well, it happens. I mean, these are two players who are expected to do really well during the season, but they didn't have their best night right away.
Yeah, it's 1 week. I think, like I said, getting the season started, I think both those guys are really talented players. Nigel Hayes-Davis, EuroLeague playoffs last year, playing every minute, I think, for some of those playoff games. Huge contributor, he's an awesome player and he's going to do great things. And Carson Edwards as well, a guy coming from the NBA and, adapting to a new system with Pablo Laso. He's another really talented player. Like I said, it's only 1 week. I think those are both really talented players and are going to have great seasons.
All right. Well, and in my case, you're going to see my team now. I score even lower, 111. I have three teams. The other two score around 160. This, I'm following a different strategy, and I didn't have. It looked really good after Thursday because I had Abramovic and I had Lovagnier as team captain. But then I took a risk. I took the captain out of Lovagnier, I put it on Siobhan Shields. Then I had Campazzo, who scored negative, and I had Brandon Davis, who scored negative. And that caused me to have a good score, but I'm confident, of course. It depends on what I do this week, but I can tell you I'm gonna sell my three most expensive players, which are Campazzo, Brandon Davis, and Siobhan Shields, and I'm gonna put Milotic, I'm gonna put Josh Nebo, and I'm gonna put Coach Katash instead of Dusko Ivanovic, who had 25 points last week. Thank you very much. And then that's going to be my team. I mean, I'm gonna be following what we said. I'm trying to look at who is my other team, because I didn't have enough money to put. And then I chose Marcus Howard. So That's gonna be my team. Capping it up is Marcus Howard and Abramovic, Moneke, Mirotic, Nibo, with Katas as head coach, and then Lovrenia six man, and then in second round I'll have Vutkevicius, Josep Puerto, and Adam Hanga. But like I said, Mirotic gets 76, Nibo gets 25, Katas gets 20. That's around 120 points. I'm getting with, like you said, I'm getting with three players and getting more points than I did with the entire team last week.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And I guess you're just following the same guidance, right? From what I heard.
Yeah, I think given the game being suspended, you have to change your strategy a bit. I don't think I would have made the same changes had the game not been suspended, but due to the strategy of the game, similar to you, I went with Mirotic and I added Voigtman as well, given his performance. And like you said, I think a 9.9 value, it's good value for him. And then I think it was... I don't know what my other change was, to be honest, without looking at my lineup.
I have your team in front of me, and then you have...
Abramovich for Carson Edwards, is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think Abramovich being his second year at Partizan under Coach Obradovic, I think has a good understanding of his role, and his teammates have a good understanding of his game, that I think he's a guy that's going to play a lot of minutes for them and perform well.
Yeah, we have a very similar starting lineup. You have Abramovic, Mirotic, Voigtman, Moneke, and Lovrenier, with Kanan as sixth man and Katash at coach. The bench is very different, with Mitru Long, Madar of Fenerbahce, Mike Tobias of Zvezda, and Lavrinovic also of Žalgiris. So, but you have two very good Mitru Long and Toby at 9.4 and 9.5. But like I said, they may come off the bench and even give you more value, especially if Lovrenier and Abramovich don't have a good game. So, yeah, it looks very solid, John. Looks pretty good.
I hope so. Yeah, I think you always think it looks solid prior to the games, right? Toby is a guy that I think is going to have a great year for Red Star. I think he's back at his position at the five, and I think the way he rolls and he can shoot, I think you see with, you know, like the Slovenian national team over the summer, his ability to the way he rolls fast, drawing attention to the defense, and either he's going to have a dunk or you have great shooters like Giedraitis on the backside. Teodosic, Napier. Like, I think he's gonna do really well. I think another positive from week one was to see guys bounce back from big injuries and play so well. Guys like Keenan Evans coming off his injury, and Laverne from Asvel. Both those guys. That's great to see for them to come back and play so well. I think has to be great, because I know that has mentally and obviously physically, but mentally, to get back on the court and do well has to be a great feeling. So hats off to those guys.
All right. Well, two things before we go. Your team name is EuroLeague Dreamland. Very cooperative. Very good. Kudos for that.
Yeah. So I compete with, I've always played with Sam Van Rossum from Valencia, and he's back in Belgium now. And the Cologne brothers, and I think taking a little bit of grief for our team not participating in EuroLeague, tried my best to do a little play on words there.
Yeah, well, my final question was going to be about that. You know, Dreamland Gran Canaria, it has a rare chance to repeat as EuroCup champions, something that not many teams had the opportunity to do in many years, mainly because the EuroLeague champion usually plays the EuroCup. But how much of a challenge, how much of a how much are you looking forward to, well, to go back to back and make history?
We're obviously that would be fantastic. It's October, just beginning of October, so we're still getting used to playing with one another. We're excited about the Euro Cup and ACB getting started here, but it's obviously going to be a tough challenge. But no, we're adjusting as a team. We have a lot of new guys. We, you know, due to our success last year, we had guys that some of my former teammates are competing in the EuroLeague this year, which is really exciting. Guys like Khalifa Diop for Baskonia and Oleg Podorowski and Damian Inglis. Like, those are three great guys and players who I'm wishing all the best. But no, yeah, we're adapting here and looking forward to the Euro Cup season, but it's a long season. So hopefully we can continue to get better and be healthy and playing our best basketball towards the end of the year. Cause it's going to be another competitive season.
All right. Well, that's a wrap. John, thank you very much for joining us. Very good luck in not only in the Euro Cup, but also in the yearly fantasy challenge.
I think the Euro Cup's a little more important. So whatever happens in the fantasy, but I appreciate you having me on. This was fun, and thanks again for having me.
We may call you again, you know. So stay tuned.
Absolutely. We'll see how my team does. I don't know if people want my advice if my team's not doing that well. Maybe one of the Colombes or Sammy might be better options.
The advice is pretty clear. If you follow the game, it's pretty clear what you have to do this week. So we'll see. Well, that's it. Thank you very much, and thank you, Fantasy Managers, for joining us this week. See you next week. Bye.